Census projections done over a decade ago put the percentage of Hispanics in Wisconsin at 3.3% by the year 2015. The state's already surpassed that. In fact, Wisconsin's Hispanic population is growing 4% faster than the national rate. UW Political Science Associate Professor Catherine Kramer-Walsh says public leaders should help foster good relations between an increasingly diverse society.
I think it's safe to say that people are going to come across the paths of people of different racial and ethnic backgrounds much more. But my concern is that there's a big difference between proximity and actual interaction with other people.
The mixing of cultures can complicate family issues, says Lynette Udall. She's a sociologist at UW-Madison and specializes in child rearing among different ethnic groups. She says sometimes there's a language barrier within Hispanic families as the children focus on English and parents their native language, leading to a conversation of what she calls bad Spanglish.
How does the parent explain to their teenager why a sleepover doesn't seem right to them, why that's uncomfortable, why the idea of a boy coming to their house and picking up a girl and driving her to prom seems problematic to them?
How and why people cross racial and ethnic boundaries is something Michael Thornton teaches at UW-Madison. He says a colorblind society denies who people are.
What I try to communicate to my students is that it's a given that you're going to have prejudices. The point is, what do you do with them once you have them?
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.